six women came together. We thought that our local area wasn't informed enough on what was going on. The television and the newspapers aren't reporting half of what's going on throughout the rest of the country. So we thought we would help try to get the word out there and what's going on with the Irish water and the water charge, and make people realise that it is a con, it's an absolute disgrace, and we need to take a stand against it.
And you're going round the doors. What kind of reaction are you getting when you're delivering these leaflets?
We are getting a lot of interest because a lot of people don't really know what the story is. They just seem to see this big bill, and they're going to have to be charged now. I think it's so much if there's a leak on their property. So people are interested in finding out information, and nobody else seems to be giving it to them. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give people as much information as possible on this charge and on Irish water.
And what are people saying at the doorsteps? Do people want to pay this charge? Are they against water charges?
Everybody that I'm talking to is against water charges, and if they're not against it, they seem to be under the illusion that it's the same as the local property tax. The local property tax was handed to revenue. This cannot be handed to revenue. The government cannot take this from you unless you give it to them. That's what we need to make people understand.
And when you're going round the doors as well, delivering these leaflets, can people afford water charges?
No, they can't. But you see, this is it. Nobody can afford it. And there's a lot of people seem to be backward in saying that they can't afford it.
But there's a certain fear around water charges. I actually seen someone, I think it was from Lifford yesterday, was writing in relation to water charges. And they made a comment saying they didn't want to go to jail if they didn't pay them.
Aye, there's a lot of that, you see, but I think this is an absolute disgrace. Our government are scaring people under this charge. They are frightening people, thinking that you're going to have to go to jail. I mean, you've seen on the TV, they just showed it briefly. If you go on YouTube, you can see it in a lot more detail. The numbers that was in Dublin on October the 11th, that wasn't even publicised properly. You know, that is a massive movement, and it's not just the political parties that's getting involved, it's all local communities, because we're not political either. We just want people to realise that this is not on, that they do not have to pay it.
So you're delivering leaflets and you're also going to have a meeting tonight. Where is this meeting and what time is it?
It's at 7:45 in St Johnson Resource Centre. It's just a meeting day. If anybody has any questions, and if we're trying to give you as much information as possible. If we don't have the information, we're going to get it for you. It's open to everyone. Everyone's welcome. We're also having one in Lifford as well, and that's the following Tuesday night. That's Tuesday the 28th of October, and that's at 8 o'clock.
And organising yourselves, you should be going to the protest in Letterkenny as well?
We're actually having our own protest in Lifford. When we were in Dublin on October the 11th, this is to have as many localised protests as possible. So we were organising one for Lifford anyway in the future, so we just said we would have our own in Lifford. So we're hoping to get a wee crowd at that as well.